Well, the good thing is superintendents can work remotely because so much of what I do is phone calls and emails and filling out paperwork, and it's not directly working with students. In fact, the good thing is I haven't had any contact with the students since the time, you know, that they looked for contact tracing, and only a few staff members. So as far as impacting my job, I plan to work as long as I'm feeling healthy, you know, full time from home. And I think I can probably accomplish just as much work from home. So that's the good news. Also good news is I'm not feeling poorly yet. You know, I felt feverish. I did, Monday evening, I felt feverish and decided to check my temperature. I've done that quite a few times since March, like all Americans have. And, then that was the first time I ever noticed it was elevated a little bit, 99.2. And so I thought, well, it's not, doesn't meet the criteria for a symptom because a symptom is 100.4 and mine was 99.2. So I thought, but I usually run low on my temperatures. And so I thought something's up and hopefully it was just a cold or just something that's a passing bug. And, but I made an appointment to get tested for COVID right away and also decided not to go to work. Just as in an abundance of caution. And so, even the person who took the test said from the questions, that she didn't think I had it. She just thought it was some virus, but then the test came back positive. And so then I've been reflecting all along of where could I have picked it up? And I just don't know anyone who has COVID, you know, personally that I would have had contact with. I mean, it's just zero. And then also, I've always been careful about not going into places where I could pick it up, you know, so I don't go to grocery stores or regular stores. I've been to Menards once and an auto parts store once, and but I always wear my mask and we're hand sanitizing constantly. You know, my wife's a nurse, so she makes sure that I'm doing things in a healthy manner, and so it's just really puzzling where I picked it up. I must have picked it up from an asymptomatic person somewhere along the way.
And then, as you mentioned, your wife, a nurse within the school district, has this impacted her at all and then her day-to-day position with the Sherrard School District?
Yes, because I have close contact with her as a household member. She has to stay home in quarantine for 14 days, and she hasn't shown any symptoms yet. And so she also plans to work from home. And there's a lot a school nurse can do with phone calls and emails and checking in with people. And so she'll work closely with the office staff there at the junior senior high to see that she can, you know, keep a good steady work pace going during this time. And we're all hoping for the best.